This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by a magnificent leader. We're joined by Michael Anderis. Michael's both the president of Inception Health. He's also a leader at the Frater Health System. And he'll tell us how he mixes those two roles and what leadership is and what they're doing today at Inception Health and a lot more. We've had a chance to visit with Michael before and thrilled to get a chance to visit with him again. Michael, can you take a moment and tell us a little bit about Inception Health and what you're doing there and how that weaves in to what you do at Frater and so forth?
Yeah, and thanks for having me again, Scott. So Frater, for those of you that haven't heard about it, it's a sort of the premier health system in Wisconsin. It's an academic health system with kind of a integrated delivery network built around it. But about 6 years ago, it formed an organization called Inception Health to try to help drive the digital transformation of Frater itself. And so I've had the kind of privilege of being with Inception for those entire 6 years. And Inception does sort of three different things for the organization. It actually does the corporate venture investing function. So we do invest in early stage companies, especially in the digital health space. We actually have a clinical arm also. So we have a full sort of continuum of providers that can provide 24/7 remote monitoring to patients in our facilities and in their home. And then the sort of last, you know, sort of leg of Inception is a function where we historically have been focused on bringing really promising outside innovations into the health system and working with them, getting them implemented really quickly, testing them, and then of course scaling them if they're successful. And that same team now has expanded to also be, you know, sort of taking on the role of building software. So that's sort of a new development since the last time we've talked, and that's something I'm really excited about.
And talk about why you did develop the software engineering team. What does that look like? And how hard is that to develop in today's environment?
Yeah, it's a it's definitely not a small commitment. I think what I would do is I'd kind of walk you through sort of our strategy and sort of how that's evolved in the last, you know, through 12 months, and why, you know, I think our position is developing your own software right now is actually a really important thing to do. But if you start with sort of our broad strategy, Inception is really been tasked with trying to drive three sort of priorities for the organization. One being, you know, really improving the digital consumer experience. The second being driving sort of a redesign of clinical care through a digital lens. So you can think of how do you engage with people 365 days out of the year? How do you use digital therapies at scale? Closing gaps in care, working on social determinants, like weaving all that together is sort of how we think of digital transformation of clinical care. And then the sort of third priority ever on automation, you know, how can we, especially in today's sort of workforce shortages, how do we end up, you know, sort of having people work to the top of license and do things that are really value added? We had those same three priorities a year ago. But what's changed in the last sort of 12 months is that we've decided to change the how we're approaching those. And one of those is to build software in-house. And that doesn't mean we exclusively build software for every single sort of challenge I just noted, but we have taken on that as one of our tools, in our tool belt. We've also adopted a more agile process, you know, where historically we would be, you know, looking for products and services to implement that somebody else developed. Now we have to take on agile ourselves. And then the last thing that we've changed around the sort of how piece of our work is a much deeper integration with operations. And this is where, you know, if you put all three of those together, you know, our view is that being able to build your own software actually speeds them all up. And the reason we think developing your own software today is sort of more critical than in the past is that we, you know, speed is something that we need to be able to deliver on. All of our competitors, especially insurgents coming into healthcare, tend to have a software development mindset, and they deliver, you know, new features and functions on a daily basis, not on a quarterly or annual basis. We also believe that, especially for Freighter to be sort of really differentiated, we have to own that layer between the patient and us. We can't outsource that to somebody. So that's where our focus on our software development is it's things that touch the consumer. And then finally, cost has come down. You know, to develop an engineering team and to actually develop the software itself, even though individual engineers might be more expensive, the total number you need to develop software is actually is not what it used to be. So we put all that together and decided to launch our own team. And it's been a very rapid process of building it and putting it to work.
I mean, that's absolutely fascinating. So much of the world has moved towards, we're going to buy, not build software. So it's sort of going against the grain. And how excited are you about that?
Well, excitement maybe is one way to think about it. We do think of it as very targeted, though. We're not trying to reinvent enterprise, HR software, or actually, we're not trying to reinvent the EMR. What we're trying to do is make it very targeted at what is the most important differentiation that we think we have. So I think when you look at it through that lens, it's more of an and, we're using software development and those other enterprise things we can purchase, as opposed to sort of an or. I think that you do need to have a little bit of some anxiety because you have to maintain these things into perpetuity. So I think that is a risk that some organizations are not willing to tolerate, but at Freighter we have been, quite aggressive in that sort of stance.
Let me ask you this question. You've been right at the forefront of digital transformation. What are three or four pieces of advice that you would give to other systems trying to undergo effective digital transformation?
That is a very, very important question. I'd say that the first and foremost is make sure that the CEO and the board have a unified vision of what digital transformation will look like, and think of it as transformation, not as an initiative. This is not something that is easy or something kind of put into, a small part of the organization. So it really starts at the top. I think the second piece of advice I'd say is make sure you build a roadmap of how you're going to accomplish that with a partner that has some expertise. Don't try to basically build this sort of roadmap on your own, or don't try to do digital transformation without a roadmap. And then I think the third, which is something we've learned over time, is to overinvest in people and the change management that's associated with it. Because yes, we call this digital transformation. There's a lot of technology at the core, but ultimately it's about people transforming. And that's a very substantial challenge. And I think you do probably need to overinvest in the people side.
And so three thoughts here, and I love this. It first is a clear and aligned view of what this is going to look like. And maybe having a partner to help you develop that roadmap, a consultant, whatever it might be, but a clear and aligned view between the board, senior leadership, everybody as to what this transformation is going to look like. Second is, you said something that's really interesting. So many of us are incrementalist. I by nature am an incrementalist. And you said what you're really thinking about is not incremental, not initiatives, but a true transformation. A true transformation, how you deliver care, how you look at things, how you work with people. And that's a big view and an important perspective. And it takes bigger thinking. The third thing you mentioned, and it's so, so important, is technology without the people to run the technology, to interface with the technology, interface with the people, is not very useful. So overinvesting in core people and team and staff and leadership, everybody, to make sure that it's not just overinvesting in technology, but you're going to invest side by side in people to make sure everything goes how you want it to go and achieves the real goals you're trying to achieve. Fair summary, Michael?
Yeah, that was a great summary. Great job.
No, it's really, really a great perspective you bring to it. One other question I have for you is, how have priorities changed over the last 18 months? How have they changed the last 12 months? I mean, you lead Inception Health, you're a leader of Freighters, you've got these fascinating mix of roles at a great, great academic medical center. How have priorities changed?
Yeah, I think, I mean, in one way you could say they haven't. You know, the priorities, I think, for the organization since I've been there have been, you know, pretty rock steady. I think the externalities of the sort of world we're operating in have actually increased some of our emphasis on our people and, you know, workforce, the sort of, frankly, the moral trauma that people are going through right now. And that's something we've always had as a priority, but it's been, I think, elevated of late. The remaining priorities are still there, you know, around, you know, being a leader nationally in quality, having, you know, again, top decile performance and consumer experience, and trying to, you know, really change the way that healthcare is funded, or, you know, how we kind of operate financially. But the people part is the one that's, I think, the biggest challenge of the day.
No, the people challenge and the work shortages problems. And people talk today. I talked to somebody this morning. They talked about, you know, harder keeping people than ever before and harder recruiting people than ever before, which makes it a twofold challenge, which makes your comment on over-investing in team so, so important. So, so important. We run into situations where certain people don't want to spend the time with certain people, don't want to put more raises on certain people. Like, oh, the person's not doing that great a job. Why are you giving them a raise? You can't give them a raise. And we all know it's not that you want to reward mediocrity, but you have to overinvest in everybody to try and figure this out and keep a team together as we flow through to this new normal, don't you?
Yeah, and I think also, you know, identifying where people are not doing things that they feel are value added and automating those. So that's where the digital comes in. And then overinvesting in the change management side of things to really help people understand, you know, what the vision is and how they can play a very vital role in what that future looks like.
So true. Michael, I want to thank you for joining us again. It's always a pleasure to visit with you. I love your perspective on things. Sometimes you go against the grain, and it's so helpful to hear. It's so illuminating. Thank you very much for visiting with us, and we appreciate it greatly. Thank you.
Yeah, it was great to be with you.